Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Judy Patrick. She's the managing editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with Occupy Albany. Of course, May Day yesterday, we saw activists, labor supporters, folks out and about around the region, around the state, around the country and the world, protesting, and a couple at least arrested in Albany.
Yeah, Occupy Albany is back in Lafayette Park in downtown Albany, where the local movement's encampment, if you remember, was torn down in December. Yesterday, dozens of demonstrators were back. They filtered in and out of the park all day. The chant at downtown Albany yesterday was, you know, we are the people, we are united, and the occupation is not leaving. There were a diverse group of people there, working professionals, labor unions, and organizations, and they had a variety of issues they were talking about: education, hydrofracking, workers' rights, the high cost of a college education, local school budgets, loss of jobs. So state troopers were there as well, keeping an eye on the crowd following the morning arrest of three occupiers. Those people were charged with disorderly conduct and second-degree obstructing governmental administration for trying to erect a canopy. State police earlier in the week said they would enforce an 11 o'clock p.m. curfew on the state-owned park, but the occupiers indicated that they plan to stay past 11 o'clock. We heard some talk that there were arrests late in the evening. One person told us that Occupy Albany movement has shown it can continue to exist even without the encampment. It's moved to some office space on Madison Avenue, and it's trying to work beyond just that park. They're trying to get their message out in other ways.
We turn now to a very serious story out of Schenectady, where it is above the fold. Teen pregnancies on the rise in the city in some dramatic numbers.
Right. It's on the rise in Schenectady, but falling nearly everywhere else. The most recent numbers we looked at, released by the state, 295 Schenectady teens ages 15 to 19 got pregnant in 2010. 2009, 202 got pregnant. So it went from 202 to 295. Compare those numbers to Albany, where the number of pregnant teens fell from 284 to 266. Since Albany has almost twice as many teenage girls as Schenectady, the city's teen pregnancy rates are vastly different. Albany's rate is nearly half that of Schenectady's, yet the two cities are very similar in terms of poverty, youth employment, high school graduation rates, and other factors. Schenectady is bucking the trend in every category. Not only are 15 to 19-year-olds getting pregnant more often, but 10 to 14-year-olds are too. In Schenectady, Planned Parenthood and the AIDS Council have organized an advisory board to seek help from Girls Inc. and other agencies that work with teens. They're hoping that the community will respond and get the message out to convince these young women not to get pregnant. You know, some of the youth agencies have welcomed Planned Parenthood's program to do this, but Planned Parenthood is not invited to run the sex ed programs in the Schenectady City school system. Teachers can only teach an abstinence-based sex ed curriculum there, and that was last updated in the 1990s. Teen pregnancy has been a problem in Schenectady for years.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She's the managing editor of the Daily Gazette. You can go to dailygazette.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.